This is Hash It Out with Jay.
Hash It Out with Jay is a podcast that supports independent thought, personal responsibility, and social consciousness.
Thank you for downloading another episode of Hash It Out with Jane. My name is Jane Hash, and I recently got to have a very fun chat with Bethany A. Hope. Bethany is a dancer, a teacher, an artist, an author, a mother, a wife, and she has spina bifida. I play this tune by K.T. Tunster while you're making yourself comfortable. And then Bethany Hope is going to tell us all about her exciting new project entitled Molly B. Golly's Wonderful Dancing Debut. Stick around. About having you on my podcast. I've been totally stalking you online, and you are doing a ton of really cool things.
Well, thanks. I'm having fun.
And we have some mutual friends, too.
We do, Teal.
And Mary Verdi Fletcher.
Really? She's amazing. She's a friend of mine from years past. Because I came out and spent some time with Mary and the dance company mm-hmm. for a long weekend one time. It was awesome. I wish I could have stayed.
So you are a dancer.
I am.
How long have you been a dancer?
Well, I've off and on, I've played around with it for about 10 years or so, and recently have been getting into more performance and have started my own seated company that collaborates with standing companies just to kind of do outreach and, overcome barriers between integrated dance, standing dance, seated dance, just as an educational arts project.
So, as a sit-down dancer, what kind of precautions do you have to take when there's a stand-up dancer who's never worked with a dancer in a wheelchair? I mean, I'm not a dancer, and I've broken many toes over the years on accident, mostly. But, broken toe or broken foot for a dancer could be quite detrimental. So, how do you work that out?
Well, it's quite honestly, it's a matter of warming up together and establishing a lot of verbal communication and trust. Like, we don't just jump right into some of the more acrobatic things or what I call flight or fast motion. It's a testing ground. So it's a lot of talking with one another, like, is this okay? Or can you do this? And discovering what one another's range of motion is, what each person is comfortable with, and layering that on top of itself per practice. And so eventually we do get to a point of, like, in this last performance, all four wheels were off the ground. I was picked up and flown and put down. And there were, moments in rehearsal were like, well, how are we going to do this and how are we going to land and things like that. But that was something not done like the first day. Like, oh, hey, welcome to dance. We're going to pick you up. So it's a step-by-step communication thing, as I think it would be with anybody new to dance, and that's how we sort of treat it.
So aside of dancing and performing, you do a lot of multimedia projects.
Yes.
So what are some things that you're working on right now?
I just finished my children's book. It's a series for about Molly Bagali, and she's a little 9-year-old Spitfire girl who uses a chair. And her chair is her favorite colors, pink and purple. And they have magical qualities to them. But what makes it interesting, I think, is that the chair does not have magical properties without her sitting in it and without her energy. And so the chair really reflects how Molly feels and assists her in what her emotions are. And so if she's having a bad day, the chair is kind of slumpy. And if she's like super excited, it might take off jetting. You never know. So I just wanted that almost like spiritual type connection between she and the chair so that the readers got a sense of the relationship that you have with your chair. It's not just your mode of transportation, and it's not something that should swallow you up. It's something that should be part of you, accessorized, blinged out, whatever it takes.
And this is a series?
It will be a series. The first book just came out, where she discovers wheelchair dance. And I work at a university. I teach public speaking, and so I hired a student that's about to graduate in the arts, and she illustrated. So she came in and had a meeting with me, and she just brought the character to life the way I would want it. And so she's excited to be a published illustrator before she graduates. And it's just a really cool working relationship to work with students with all of their talent and what they have to offer.
So, any idea what direction this character is going to go in? Like, what kind of adventures to look forward to?
Oh, with the notes that I have so far, I know that she's going to be visiting Grandpa's farm, which will draw a lot on my own upbringing because I was raised on a dairy. And she'll probably rescue a baby calf or something from the fields. She's going to do other adventures, going to outer space. The chair will act probably as a rocket or something. I want her to visit the White House. I want her to be at the zoo volunteering. She's just going to live it up. But none of her stories will ever have anything to do with how she copes. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
Because I think that kids just need an adventurous character that isn't clinical and stoic and isolating. Because so many books that incorporate differences about us they talk about somebody's special friend or why so-and-so is different. And it's, I don't know if your podcast is family friendly, but it's bullshit. So I don't, you know.
We try to offend everyone equally on Hash It Out with Jane.
But it's, the kids just need to, and I suppose a children's author shouldn't be talking like that, but the kids just need to see themselves in literature in a positive light where they're having adventures, not being defined by something outside of themselves.
Yeah, I don't remember ever seeing a character in a wheelchair growing up. I never felt like I identified with anybody in my storybooks or cartoons.
Yes.
So exactly. Is there a specific child or just people in general, like, what was your inspiration for this?
Well, I think that you said it very well just now. I felt the same way. At times, it can sometimes feel like you have one foot in one world and one foot in the other, because what we do when we live adaptively is we adapt. And so we morph ourselves to fit a living situation that doesn't take everything into consideration. So we make do. Where there's a will, there's a way, and all of that kind of stuff. So internally, emotionally, I have the same thoughts and feelings and wants and attitudes as kids my age, only none of the kids that I identified with on those levels really physically represented me. And so I felt the same way that you did growing up. I liked Ramona the best. I liked Henry Higgins. I liked Beverly Cleary books. I could identify with the things they were thinking and feeling, but they weren't identifying with me physically. And when I did come across something, it was somebody's story of what they had either been through, or it was a story about why we should be nice to so-and-so because they're different from us. And that never struck with me very well, because it wasn't real. And it didn't address that, but I like Barbie as well, or I like to play in the dirt too, or I have these attitudes, or I think that my parents are, you know, insane when they think I have to wash dishes, or, you know, whatever kids feel. And I think that it all just goes together. You can't see it. You can't be it if you can't see it. And kids need to see themselves in children's literature. And that's the crux of what I did or wanted to do.
So I was looking on your website and I saw that you have wheelchair accessories.
I do.
Tell us about that.
I have on Etsy, I've created an online store called the Rolling Diva Shop. And my tagline of life is, you know, I'm a rolling diva. I live a rolling diva lifestyle kind of a thing. I just grew up wanting to accessorize and really enjoying fashion. And anything that we had, I think that my mother decorated it one way or another. And I just kind of going back to the idea of your chair as being part of you, feel free to decorate it, accessorize it, make it your own. And I just always have taken that attitude, and I just wanted to share that with other women with disabilities. You have this great outfit, and sometimes you just feel like, okay, great outfit, and the chair brings the whole look down. So make the chair be part of the look. So I sell wheel covers that are changeable, that you can, you know, everything from animal print to, you know, sophisticated, chic, sexy, whatever it is that you're into. I have that available, as well as hubcaps that are removable caps that go over the pop release of manual chairs, just so that as you change your earrings, you can change your wheel.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
So I read that you are on the board of directors for the Miss Wheelchair Tennessee program. Have you actually been Miss Wheelchair Tennessee?
No, but I was Miss Wheelchair Pennsylvania 1994. I was originally from Pennsylvania. And so I did that back in the day, and just now joined up with Tennessee just to help them out and try to promote the program in the state of Tennessee. We just had our pageant a month ago, and that's when I really met everybody for the first time, so I can hopefully, you know, be utilized in any way they need for the next upcoming year.
Getting back to your book, how can people buy a copy?
It is on Amazon.com. And it's also on my Etsy store, Rolling Diva Shop. So either one of those, they can go and pick it up.
And do you have any events or performances, book signings, anything exciting coming up that our listeners might want to check out?
Yeah, I do. On June 1st, I have a book signing at Hastings Bookstore in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And I will be I'm launching a new project that I can't quite talk about yet. That's going to be pretty happy. I'm pretty happy with it. That's going to happen at the end of July. Other performances, I'm lined up for a couple conferences for speaking this summer. The Tennessee Mega Disability Conference at the end of May. I'll be performing and presenting and speaking at the Create 2013 conference at Middle Tennessee State University, Living Well with Disabilities up in Pennsylvania in August. I think that's what I've got so far.
So can people check these dates out on your website or Twitter, or how would you like people to stalk you best?
Stalking me is best done probably, website is good because I have a calendar of events, but I'm always making crazy comments on Facebook all the time and letting people know what's going on and bragging about you and everything. So
on top of everything else, you're also a mother.
I try. I attempt it.
But she seems happy in the photo, so you must be on to something.
I hope so.
Well, she's going to be excited about your book being published.
She is. She, every now and then, she comes in my office and she'll like snag one of my posters or something. Like, what are you doing? Oh, well, like, so-and-so at school needed. I'm like, yeah, whatever, go ahead.
And I saw in your wheelchair accessories that some of the real covers match the cover of your book.
They do. There's a couple of the illustrations. It's interesting because when Andy Ayotte, the illustrator, when we got together and worked, we both kind of incorporated real-time things into the illustrations. And one of them that I really wanted represented was the different wheel covers that Molly wore. And so throughout the books, especially in the pediatric line or the kids line, I'm eventually going to be having Molly Bigali covers. Part of the storyline actually changed to match up some of the wheel covers that I do have that are featured in the store. And I do special orders for anybody for weddings, formal events, or just, you know, there. I have one regular customer from New York City who is a dancer performer, and she's amazing and always is doing crazy things. And I will get an email from her saying some of the wildest things that she needs created, and I do that.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's fun.
So is there any other cool stuff that you're sitting on that I haven't asked you about?
Not that I can think of. I mean, at least not anything I can let leak out yet. But I'll let you be the first to know when those things pop up.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. But thank you so much, Bethany.
You're so welcome, Jane. I'm very, very glad to meet you. And say hi to Mary for me.
I will do that for sure. And say hi to Teal for me.
I will. I will say hi to Teal for you.
For more information about topics and people discussed in this episode, visit my blog at hashitoutwithjane.blogspot.com. If you have any comments, questions, or you just want to tell me how amazing I am, send me an email at hashitoutwithjane@gmail.com.